Brighton Festival 2018.
This year's selection also includes a splendid selection of arts and topics ranging from death to applesauce, from gender identity to overnight sleepovers. The festival's programme features a hammer and a wonky nail with the words strive for excellence. I asked this year's festival director, the artist David Shrigley, if those three words encapsulate the theme of the 2018 festival.
Well, the title of the subtitle, I guess, of the Brighton Festival is Strive for Excellence. But in a way, it's an ironic statement because graphically my work isn't excellent. So I guess there are many ways you could interpret it. In a way, maybe that striving for excellence is striving to find something that's excellent, because as everybody who visits the festival every year knows, you have to go and see a few things before you find something that often surprises you, that you didn't expect to be great but is really great. So yeah, you have to put a bit of effort in to really appreciate the festival, and if you do put that effort in, you are rewarded.
Where would you say one should focus their efforts? Because there is, as you say, a wide selection. What are your particular favourites coming up then?
Well, I think one person's brilliant thing is another person's dull thing, I guess, isn't it? I think I'm going to see something almost every night. So I guess I'm excited. A lot of the things that I'm going to see are just things that I've read about in the brochure, which obviously I've had a handle on designing, but that's really all I know about it. And in a way, that's the things that I'm going to see that I didn't program, for example, or wasn't involved in programming. I just read the blurb in the brochure, and I think that's the way it should be. Otherwise, it spoils it if you've seen everything before, if you know everything about everything that's on, then it sort of spoils it. My attitude towards buying a record, like when I go to the record shop, I don't want to hear it first. I just buy it because you have a conversation about it or because you like the cover. And I think that's the best way, just to dive in and enjoy it and be surprised by it.
I normally randomly try and pick a dance, because I always say I don't like dance, and I pick a dance show and always love it. And something that's spoken word, something theatre, something that I think I won't like. And sometimes I do and sometimes I don't. That's kind of the way I throw up the dice on it.
Yeah, well, I guess I've got a lot going on, so I had a slightly different criteria this year in that I genuinely can't go to certain things because I have other obligations. But, I'm going to see a few dance things, a few circus things, theatre things, a lot of musical things, a lot of things that defy categorisation, and then you see where you get to.
David Shrigley there, and he himself takes to the stage at the Old Market from Thursday for what's billed as an alt-rock pop pantomime. It's called Problem in Brighton and was written and directed by Shrigley himself.
The Brighton Festival 2018. Radio Reverb, the only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival Hour.